Madani pearls for refraining from israf and using less water during the ghusl mayyit. Israf, wastage, is a satanic act. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu has narrated, there isn't any goodness in using water excessively in wuzu, and that act is from Satan. Be very careful and make every possible effort to refrain from israf when using water while giving ghusl to a deceased person. Otherwise, a large amount of water will be wasted in case of carelessness. Use a water vessel for ghusl mayyit. If you have to give ghusl using a shower or a pipe, keep the water flow rate appropriate. Then it is not required to wash the body thrice, because if water is made to flow for a little while washing a body part in running water, the sunnah of the thalith, meaning washing thrice, has been performed. Washing the hands up to the wrist, rinsing the mouth and putting water into the nose are not included in ghusl mayyit. Therefore, avoid these acts. To clean the teeth, gums, nostrils, etc. of the deceased with a cotton wool ball, dip as much cotton wool as necessary after taking a little water in a vessel and use it. A large amount of water will be used if water is poured from the top after placing the cotton wool in your palm. In any container, i.e. bucket, tub, etc., carefully take only as much amount of water as required to give ghusl according to the sunnah. While doing istinja of the deceased, a little amount of water suffices if there is no najasa, impurity. Likewise, a full or half vessel of water is sufficient for pouring camphor water at the end. Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Ali has stated, think carefully and adopt such a method in which wuzu and ghusl can be done according to the sunnah, using as less amount of water as possible. Make yourself fear the fact that you will be held accountable for every particle and every drop on the Day of Judgment.